Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to our sacred universe. Today, we're going to be visiting the Sapphire Temple that would help us heal your throat chakra. Today is going to be all about healing your communication, your expression, your center of truth, your center of karma, so that you could live a life feeling more on the path, feeling more liberated, feeling heard, feeling seen, and feeling like your truth matters. Before we get started, just a couple of housekeeping items. I wholeheartedly invite you to follow me on YouTube. I'm under This Is Maria, Maria with a Y, M-A-R-I-Y-A. I upload new videos there weekly, so outside of meditating with me, you could get information, channeled information about the different, you know, energy practices and energy centers in the body. So I invite you to join me in that space. And if you feel curious to dive deeper with me, I also have a book out. It is called 72 Keys to Manifestation, or An Ancient Path of a Modern Day Alchemist. It is available through Kindle, Amazon, and Audible. And it is a sacred book, a spiritual book. It is all about manifesting the life that you want. It has a lot of practical advice, a lot of meditations, a lot of exercises that you can use to turn your dreams into your reality. But that book is also a pilgrimage. It's meant to essentially work with all of your light bodies, help with your awakening, put you more on your path. So, you know, the book is really fairly comprehensive and is meant to help you get more alignment in every area of your life. Alrighty, my darlings, I hope you're ready for the throat healing journey today. Please allow yourself to settle in, get comfortable. You may lie down or sit down, whatever feels good to you in the moment. You cannot do this wrong. You may grab a blanket in case that feels aligned for you in the moment. Please make sure you're not going to be disturbed so you can get the most out of this practice. Allow yourself to close your eyes and start breathing through your nose, deep, deep into your belly, allowing your lungs to take even more air than you normally would. And then breathe out through your mouth, letting go of any tension that may be stuck or gathered inside of you that is looking to be released at this time. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Imagine sending your breath to the very center of your throat. And as you do, notice how this area is starting to become activated. Notice that there is a sphere of sapphire blue light located in the very middle of your throat area. And that sphere is starting to rotate and pulsate, activating your throat center, preparing you for a wonderful journey that we are going to undertake together. As you keep breathing in and out, I want you to imagine that a beautiful set of sapphire blue wings is springing out of nowhere on your back. And like an angel with blue wings, you are ready to embark on our beautiful journey today. Feel the weight of this beautiful feathery blue wings on your back. Imagine raising the right wing, trying it out for size, getting used to it. Now raise your left wing. Try moving it around, unfurling it gently. Feel the feathers. Feel how strong your wings are, how mighty and powerful they are. And now I want you to imagine that you are starting to move the wings slowly, and you're starting to lift off. And just like a large majestic bird, you're starting to soar into the sky, higher and higher. And as you're looking below your feet, the earth is starting to move further and further away from you. The trees are becoming small. Everything underneath you is becoming small. And as you look around, you see the vastness of the sky and a river underneath you and a mountain chain towards the right. And you keep soaring higher and higher, feeling the liberation, feeling like you are in control of this experience, feeling light as a feather, but at the same time, powerful, masterful, in control. Allow your set of beautiful sapphire wings to take you to a place only they know, a sapphire temple of healing and knowledge and wisdom. This temple is etheric. It exists outside of the constraints of time and space. It does not belong to a dimension or a planet or a galaxy. This temple has existed from the beginning of time itself, and it has served as a place of respite, rest, reset, and healing for many, many generations of creatures, humanoid and otherwise. At one point, this temple was created by Source itself so that its many children could get the healing that they want at the time that they need. And so allow your strong sapphire wings to carry you towards the temple. Your wings, you see, vibrate at the frequency of this temple, and therefore they get easily magnetized towards its splendor, no matter where they are. And so, if a little bit further away, you're starting to see a sapphire crystalline temple. It has many domes and many windows and it seems to be made of blue crystal in its entirety. Almost looks like blue glass. But it catches the ray of the sun with its many facets. And the sun is playing with the crystalline walls and domes of the temple, beckoning you forward. The windows of the temple are tall and arched. And as you move closer to the temple, you notice the many blue flowers that are growing around it. The gardens of the Temple of the Sapphire. You see the blue roses and the blue tulips, the blue lavender bushes, and the blue daffodils. It is like the flower of every color, of every kind, turned color blue. Two angelic beings are greeting you at the entrance of the temple. They're sounding their trumpets. This is a welcome song. They have been awaiting you, dear one. And they're showing you inside. And as you're going up the transparent blue stairs of the temple, you notice that you are barefoot. And you are dressed in a white robe that feels very comfortable. And so you enter the temple. And the first thing that you notice are bookshelves that stretch from the floor to the ceiling. They're so tall and there are so many books in here. Books of every size, with all kinds of different binders. Remember, the Sapphire Temple is one of the temples that holds the knowledge of the universe. It is also one of the entry points into the Akashic Records. And so the knowledge is preserved here, cherished here, treasured here. As you're moving towards the center of the main hallway of the Sapphire Temple, you notice that right in front of you, there is a blue lake and a set of steps leading towards the lake. I want you to use these steps. These steps are leading down and down into the lake. And so I want you to use this set of steps. One by one by one. And allow yourself to get fully submerged by the lake's waters. You would notice that as your head gets fully submerged and your entire body gets fully submerged by the waters of this lake, the stairs, the staircase, keeps leading you downward. And so just follow the steps and keep going down, down, down until you see a blue door right in front of you. Feel free to open the door and look inside. Inside, there's a beautiful blue garden. Instead of the traditional greenery, all the foliage of the trees and the bushes in this garden is blue. And as you start to walk down the blue, soft grass, I want you to notice how everything is starting to emanate the blue light. And that blue light is being directed straight into your throat space. And your throat space is becoming healed through these energies. Notice how there are certain cracks, certain fissures in your throat area that you have never noticed before. And all of these cracks are starting to become filled with a sapphire light. Watch as these fissures and cracks are starting to seal themselves shut, creating a smooth surface where there were rough patches before. Notice how your throat is starting to fill up with a liquid the color of the sapphires, as if your throat was a vessel, an empty vessel, and now it is becoming filled with these healing sapphire vibrations. Allow these waters to do the job that they got here to do, that they came here to do. And in the meantime, keep walking forward in this beautiful blue garden, feeling the warmth of the grass beneath your feet, feeling completely safe and welcome in this beautiful healing space. As you walk forward, you notice an object right in front of you in the grass. Feel free to bend down and pick up this object. This object is something that you need to be able to fully open your communication. It's like a missing puzzle piece. Some of you may see exactly what it is, and you may know exactly what the significance of this object is. If you do not know, you may ask this garden to share with you what it is that you found and why specifically you need it to heal your throat. Allow yourself to take this object and place it upon your body exactly where it needs to go. If you cannot fully see what the object is, simply place it inside of your throat space, almost like giving it to your throat as a gift or an offering, and allow your throat to just take it. Otherwise, if you see exactly what it is, place this object where it belongs on your body. And as this object settles exactly where it needs to be, notice how an avalanche of some fire blue light is created from this object. And this sapphire blue light is directed straight into your throat center. This is a permanent source of energy that will remain with your body inside of you for many years to come. It will help center your throat chakra, powering you from within, enabling true authenticity to shine through for you. This object is both a powerhouse and a symbol of your truth and your power. Thank the garden for gifting you this object of power, and keep moving on towards the middle of the garden, allowing your feet to feel the caress of the blue grass underneath you, noticing the exotic plants around you, the beautiful bluebirds, and the blue hares and foxes that are following you on your path. As you come upon a large, large tree, I want you to come closer and place your forehead next to the tree's trunk. This tree is extremely wise. The trees are known to absorb negativity. This particular tree can absorb the negativity that is stuck in your throat center, clearing the pathways to your communication. I want you to imagine that inside of your throat there is darkness. Darkness in the form of pain, suffering, fear, any type of worry or anything else that may have been restraining your communication and your truth. Allow this tree to start absorbing that negativity. And notice how your throat is starting to give it away. For a quick second, think about some of the things that you think are preventing you from being able to speak your truth. What are the barriers that you see towards your perfect communication? What is it that you are afraid of, or scared of, or worried about, concerned? Allow yourself to give those worries, those fears to the tree. Is it the judgment of others? Is it the fear that if you start speaking and living your truth, others may not understand you, may not love you, may not want to be around you, would potentially condemn you? Give all those fears to the tree. Are you potentially worried about being ostracized? Being persecuted for your truth? Being labeled something that you'd rather not be labeled as? Such as crazy or any other version, any other unsavory version that you may have been labeled in past lives and past experiences? Give that to the tree. Are you worried about being too something? Too much? Too opinionated? Too inconvenient? Are you worried about simply being yourself? Do you find that it is easier to pretend, to put on a mask? Be something else? Whatever your fear may be, allow the tree to claim it. Allow the tree to claim all the darkness out of the center of your body, one by one by one. Notice how a myriad of dark little clouds is leaving your throat space and becoming absorbed by the bark of this tree. Let go of all the heaviness, all of the pain, all of the suffering that has been constraining your throat space. You may notice that the clouds that are leaving your throat space may start taking shapes, recognizable or otherwise. This is a simple release process. Allow the clouds to take shapes. Some of them may choose to take shapes of people that have hurt you in the past, or objects that somehow are restricting your flow, or memories, conscious or otherwise, from this life or any other life that you have lived. Any shapes and forms and formats and entities that have restricted your communication, just give them to the mighty tree. And feel how the tree is giving you a hug, and how the tree sees all of your pain, sees everything that you have been through, everything that has blocked your throat. Notice how the tree is crying the tears of sorrow for all of your pain, because it has taken it in. But as it is crying those tears, it is also transmuting that negativity, turning darkness into light. So your pain can become the joy. Whenever you're ready, feel free to thank the tree for taking away your pain and keep walking forward. And as you keep walking in this blue grass, you come upon a bench in the garden, a blue bench. And upon this bench, you see a pair of large blue scissors. I want you to notice that you have a large, suffocating chain over your throat and both of your wrists. This chain has been restricting your communication, your expression, and your action. This chain made you conform and be less than, or be different than, you truly are. It has been restricting your movement and constraining your words. The time has come to liberate yourself. The time has come to flip the page and start fresh. Simply take the blue scissors that are lying on the bench and first cut the chains on your wrists. The left, then the right one. Watch as these chains fall away and your wrists are restricted no longer. And finally, take these blue magical scissors and cut the chain that is restricting your throat. If you have a hard time cutting this chain, imagine that there is a sapphire blue flame that emerges out of nowhere and burns the chain. And it's so hot, the temperature of this fire is so high that no chain could possibly withstand, no chain could possibly resist. And so imagine this chain disappearing. And the only thing you notice is a slight indent in the skin of your neck and your wrists, a remnant of where the chains used to be. I want you to imagine how a golden cloud descends upon these parts of your body and is mending the tissues and the skin, bringing your skin in the neck and on the around the wrists back to its perfect pristine state, removing any indents. restoring the tissues with a golden thread of resurrection and perfection. Allow this golden thread to even penetrate inside your throat space and repair any damaged tissues there, restoring large chunks of tissue that may be missing, removing any and all remaining darkness and exchanging it for golden light. Allow this process to run its course. And notice how your throat already feels so much better than before. Notice how it feels lighter, as if it is easier to breathe and speak. It's like a weight has been lifted. Whenever you are ready, feel free to start walking backwards the way you came, feeling the grass caressing your bare feet. Noticing the oak tree that helped you so much, waving goodbye to it, sending so much gratitude towards it and towards this beautiful garden. And as you come towards the staircase that is leading up, start climbing the stairs one by one by one, until you emerge above the lake. Allow yourself to come back to the main hall of the Sapphire Temple, looking around at the many books and the arched windows. You may notice that the two angels with the trumpets that have let you in are ready to walk you out, but before they do, they're giving you a large blue cloak. They're gently fastening the cloak around your neck as a symbol of protection for your communication stream. You are safe to speak your truth. You are safe and liberated. You are worthy to be heard. You are worthy to be seen and recognized for who you are. Please know that the protection of the Sapphire Temple will remain with you for many years to come. It would enable you to become a better communicator, to be able to better express your thoughts and feelings in the way that others can understand you. Your communication will become more powerful, more clear, and more impactful. But most importantly, you have claimed back your authenticity and your own communication imprint, something that is uniquely yours and nobody else's. Something that is your personal sound vibration that will help you better align with your path in this incarnation. Whenever you're ready, feel free to exit the Sapphire Temple. Thank the beautiful angels that have been helping you. And feel free to lift off on your beautiful sapphire wings, asking them to bring you back to your home, place where you came from, allowing the beautiful wings to carry you forward and gently deposit you into your body. Allow yourself to start moving around slightly, gently, moving your fingers and your toes, stretching your neck. And whenever you feel ready, feel free to open your eyes. I hope that you enjoyed our wonderful healing journey today. I hope that you notice a difference in your communication and I hope that you share this meditation with those that may benefit from it as well. I thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I'm sending you a big hug and I will see you in the next one. Thank you.